Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my podcast, Your Infinite Priceless Value, where I reveal the hidden secret that you and everyone on Earth are infinitely valuable and important. And your desires and your choices are literally what is evolving this planet. Especially those souls who are consciously creating their desires into physical reality. Your desires for improvement in your life and on Earth creates that improvement, consciously or unconsciously. But when you are a conscious, deliberate creator, in control of your thoughts and your vibration, and you are in alignment with Source, you are a million times more powerful than a million people who are not conscious of their creative power. So, enjoy my podcast, Your Infinite Priceless Value. My name is Zakarin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. I hope you enjoy this podcast. If you did, share it with your friends. Come visit me at zakarin.com for more goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality to create whatever you want in your life and attract the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. All right, so here we go. Your infinite, priceless value. Now, you are priceless. You are infinitely valuable and infinitely important. And your power and your importance and value as a creator and as an evolutionary change agent is completely unlimited. Now, I would like to impress upon you a realization of how immensely valuable you are. So first, you are Source, God, Goddess, all that is expressing itself in a human body. That alone is impressive enough. But I would like to take you to the next level, to the realization that your preferences, your desires for change and improvement, and more ease, and your desires for more safety, and more goodness, and more peace, and more prosperity, and more health, and vitality, and longevity, and for more freedom, and your desires for more fun, and adventure, and excitement, etc. All those things are literally what is creating all those wonderful things on planet Earth. There is no puppet master pulling the strings, so we will think and act in certain virtuous ways. Free will is the name of the game on planet Earth, and that free will, our creative power and our preferences and our desires, are what is literally evolving this civilization on planet Earth. So that means you are the force of evolution. Your desires, your preferences, your desires for improvement and change are the force of evolution. You are the cause of evolution. Your desires for improvement of anything in your life and on planet Earth and for society are the driving force, the fuel that runs the engine of the force of evolution. And that is how utterly and completely important you are. And every time you fine-tune your desires and get more clarity about what you want, and then you focus upon those desires in a mode of joyful, positive expectation, you become an extremely powerful part of that force of evolution. The key is being conscious that you are that powerful creator. Everyone on Earth and every creature on Earth is a powerful creator and is creating a reality based upon their preferences and their focus upon what they're seeing and experiencing. Animals just naturally launch rockets of desire based on their preferences for safety and more prosperity and more joy and more food and et cetera. And then they just allow these things to come to them naturally. The contrast of life, things that are not necessarily so preferred, that they don't necessarily like so much, like, for instance, being eaten, cause them to desire more preferred situations of better survival, being warmer, et cetera. The homeless cat is adopted by the compassionate human who desires companionship. The animal desires a more preferred situation and then allows that preferred situation to come. And the law of attraction lines up that kitty lover to take him home with him. The same creation story exists for every human. The difference is our ability to be conscious that we are creating our reality and creating new realities and creating improvements and more of what we like. Or are we unconscious that we are creating our reality? In other words, are we conscious that we're creating our reality or are we not aware at all? Which is how most people are on planet Earth. They're not aware that they actually create their own realities. They believe that reality happens by chance, and this is a universe of assertion instead of attraction, where things can assert themselves upon you, and they're puppets on strings, and they've got to prove themselves to God, etc. People are creating their preferences and desires, whether they are conscious of this fact or not. And people naturally get more of whatever they are focused upon. If they focus in negative directions upon what they don't like and don't want, will their own power of creation and focus in unison with the law of attraction attracts to them more things that they don't like and don't want. And those people who are smart and more positively oriented and who have the wisdom to be dreamers, who focus more upon what they like and love rather than what they don't like and love, will they lead more joyful and happy and abundant lives, and they manifest more goodness and fun and good ease because they are allowing the goodness to come to them because of their focus upon goodness and what they want rather than what they don't want. Now, some people just do this naturally. Perhaps they had very positively oriented parents, and these people just seem to have charmed, loving, joyful lives, whether they are conscious of the fact that they are creating their positive realities or not. But most people that are more positively oriented are generally aware that when they are sad and angry and judgmental or doubting or confused or skeptical or fearful or thinking in lack-oriented negative ways, etc., things don't go very well in their lives. So they have hypothesized, they've naturally learned that it serves them much better to think in more positive directions and think about things that they like. So, I have made it clear that everyone is creating their realities, whether they are conscious of this fact or not. Positively or negatively, wherever people are focused, they are going to attract more of that because this is a free will universe and we have been given the freedom and the power to create whatever we want. Positive or negative, source, God, goddess, all that is, law of attraction does not care. That is the essence of unconditional love. We are all loved without conditions. Not, I will love you if you are good, how our parents typically did and our lovers typically do. But I will hate you and condemn you and reject you and withdraw love from you when you are bad. There is no such thing in the universe as good and bad from a divine perspective. There is only lesser or greater alignment to the natural goodness and godness that we all naturally are. So there is no such thing as resisting God, as it were. You can really only resist your true nature or allow your true nature. You can only resist your divine godness or allow your divine godness. And no one really cares what you do because you are in charge of your own universe. You are the king or the queen or the non-gender specific ruler of your own life and universe and reality. No one creates your reality in your universe but you. Yes, there are certain synchronicities where two or more universes or realities are in unity and create together when two or more people come together in a stronger and more powerful way, whether positively or negatively. But nevertheless, everyone is always and forever and ever creating their own unique universes. Again, this showcases how immensely powerful and important you and everyone is. You are the force of your own evolution, and you are influencing all the other people on planet Earth with your positive or negative perspective. And here is where true power and mastery comes in. The key is how conscious are you of this influence? How conscious are you of what you are creating on a daily basis, or unconscious of what you are creating? Are you just allowing yourself to get blown around by everyone else's realities and desires? Most people are unconscious creators and basically allowing their reactions to what they see and perceive in life to control how they feel and therefore create and control their reality. They're creating more of whatever they are focused upon, positive or negatively, completely unconsciously. There are certainly powerful aspects of the evolution of life on planet Earth, as everyone is, because everyone is always launching rockets of desire for improvement of all aspects of their life and life on planet Earth and life for humanity. But most people do not understand that they are also creating more and more and more of the stuff that they don't like and don't want, because they keep thinking about and talking about and blogging about and what they don't like and don't want. So their power of creation is relatively impotent because they are not clear as to where would be the most powerful direction to place their attention, to focus their thoughts. Everyone has their preferences and desires for more improvement about everything in life, which proves our natural creative nature. We are desire beings. We are powerful creators of reality. And the contrast of life, of what we do not like and do not prefer, causes us all to naturally desire a more enjoyable preference. The question is, and this is the essence of the mastery of creation, which is, are you consciously aware of where you are focused? If you see something in your life that you dislike, such as a lack of money, will you naturally desire more money? You instantly, consciously or unconsciously, depending on your awareness level, launch rockets of desire for more money. But unconscious creators, which is most of humanity, keep banging the drum of not enough money. So they naturally create more not enough money. They keep attracting more lack of money because you get more of whatever you think about. You attract more of whatever you're focused upon, positively or negatively. They want more money, and they believe that they are actually thinking about more money when they are more than likely thinking mostly about their lack of money that exists in their lives. But if you are a conscious and aware and deliberate creator of your reality, then you know that it feels terrible to think about what you don't want. And in this case, in regards to money, what you don't want is a lack of money. So you know not to think about a lack of money, but instead to focus on an abundance of money. And the conscious, deliberate, empowered creator of reality knows when they are focused in this positive, abundance-oriented directions. They know when they are focused in positive directions because they feel good. Feels good to think about what you want and getting what you want and having fun when you get what you want. And when you are a conscious, deliberate creator with the complete awareness that you are this unlimited, powerful, conscious creator of reality, and you're actively focused in the positive, abundant directions of what you like, love, and appreciate and want more of, well, you are then literally 100 million septimajillion times more powerful than 100 million people who do not understand their unlimited power of creation and who are just creating what they are told they should think about and say and do and are creating more of what they don't like and don't want because they don't know any better and because they just keep reacting to circumstances. They just keep reacting to events. They just keep reacting to conditions instead of pre-paving their way and deciding what they're actually going to think about and create. This is the essence of what Jesus supposedly said, quote, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," unquote. And that is how most people are. They know not what they do. Most people do as they are told and think how they are told to think. And it is literally the blind leading the blind. And the biggest tragedy of all is not that people are ignorant and uneducated or being misled by misguided, ignorant people, or that there are people trying to control everyone or hoard all the wealth and control the political systems or the financial systems on planet Earth or the resources on planet Earth. The biggest tragedy is that everyone has within themselves, their own infallible self-guidance system that if they can learn to master and use, this guidance system will lead everyone to everything that we all truly want. Whatever we ask for is instantly given to us. Whatever positive desire we have is instantly lined up for us vibrationally. And our positive, joyful feelings are guiding us towards the realization of that desire. Your good feeling thoughts and your words and your actions are leading you to your desires. You're on the path toward your desires. When you're thinking about what you want, you're in alignment with what you want, and you're actually heading to what you want. You're headed towards the Emerald City. But in the same vein, your bad feeling thoughts, words, and actions are leading you away from what you want. So no one needs to be educated or taught or indoctrinated or told or guided how to think in positive ways. We don't need any books or religions or clergy or prophets or politicians or supposed gods to command us how to bloody think. We are all divinely perfect, and we all know the proper way to think and the proper things to say and the proper things to do because those are the things that feel great. And everything else feels like crap. It is all very simple. Enlightenment is utterly and completely simple. This is your completely infallible guide straight to enlightenment. Think about something and then ask yourself, does it feel good to think about it? Or does it feel bad to think about it? If it feels good, keep thinking similar thoughts. You're on the pathway towards what you want. You're on the pathway of enlightenment. If it feels bad, you are not. You're headed in the wrong direction. So just pivot and think in a completely opposite direction. Does it feel good to think about your dwindling bank account and the stack of unpaid bills? No, of course not. So don't think about it. Does it feel good to think about having a ton of money and having great financial ease and prosperity and riches and abundance and freedom to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and have no stress and have tons of ease in regards to money? Well, of course it does. So keep thinking similar, abundant-oriented thoughts. In fact, when you get on a positive rampage of thoughts about what you want, the law of attraction gives you more wonderful, abundant things to think about. The law of attraction attracts thoughts to you that are abundant in nature. And in the same vein, if you get on a rampage of negativity about what you don't like and don't want, the universe will graciously and happily give you more negative things to think about. And that is the essence of unconditional love. It is the essence of unconditional love of the universe, of God, all that is. So, does it feel good to bang the drum about how bad things are in this world and how bad that person is or that group of people are or how despicable those people are acting? No, of course not. So stop banging that drum. Does it feel good to instead talk about people's good qualities and beat the drum of goodness and edify people's good qualities to other people? And does it feel good to reward good behavior with praise and even physical rewards of attention and affection and maybe even money? Well, of course it does. Does it feel good to judge and condemn and reject people and punish them and withdraw love from them? Well, of course not. So why do you persist on doing things that feel like shit? It's only because you've been trained by other people that act that way every day, and it just kind of seems natural. But it is not natural at all. It is not our natural way of being. So does it feel good to allow and uplift and praise? Well, of course it does. So do more of that. It is impossible to get rid of anything that you don't like because it's already here. You've already created it. You've already manifested it. So waging war upon anything or anyone and that you don't like only creates more war and only attracts more things you don't like and don't want. And waging peace upon anything or anyone, of course, creates more peace. It just attracts more peace. It creates more ease. Basic fact of the matter is you can't get rid of anything you don't like. You can only create more of what you do like. Trying to heal or get rid of or kill the past is a waste of your creative energy and feels terrible when you try. If you think about it, if you think about any negative crap from your past, it always feels bad. When you think about good things of the past, it feels great. So, when you're thinking about the past, it feels bad. But pivoting away from what you don't like and focusing on creating what you do like is the most powerful thing that you can do with your unlimited creative energy in those instances, and is a ton more fun. So when you start heading down the negative path, just catch yourself, go, ha, there I go again, and just turn around, go the other bloody direction. So just, you know, start thinking about wonderful things. Start thinking about, you know, fun things and things you like to do and things that you want and having, being, and doing what you want. Because doing those things feels delightful and feels empowering. And that is where the magic is. So learn to be grateful of the contrast of about the things you don't like and don't want, because you are never more clear about what you do want when you are crystal clear about what you don't want. So if it feels good in general, so here's your general guidance. If you're heading down the wrong path because it feels bad, you're thinking bad thoughts, just pivot around and go the other direction. Think about what you do like. So if it feels good, think about it. Keep thinking about it. Keep thinking about it. If it feels good, do it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it if it feels good. And the most powerful influence you have upon others is by just thinking and saying and doing what feels good. And those around you who do not understand the value of positive thinking, just let them be. Let them drift away. Leave them in your dust. Let them dig their own holes. And when they are ready, to dig themselves out. Now, I did not say when they're ready for you to dig them out. That's not your job. When they're ready to dig themselves out, you will have a ladder ready for them to just crawl out, climb out. But until then, just get on with your magical, happy, exciting, adventurous, fun, and abundant life as you happily create more money and more abundance and more love and more joy and more excitement and more health and more vitality everywhere you go. So, I hope you enjoyed my podcast, Your Infinite Priceless Value, because that's what you are. You are infinitely, amazingly, abundantly, more priceless than anything in the universe. And I hope you remember that and remind yourself of that. And then remind other people of that. And just have fun enjoying how awesome and magnificent and powerful and priceless you are. Now, if you got something from this and you'd like to help other people remember how priceless and valuable they are, send this to them. Forward them this amazing teachings and come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering videos and podcasts and articles and goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator so you can create whatever you want in your life. And then become empowered to influence other people to create what they want in their lives just with the power of your influence, of the example of your life, which is the most powerful thing, most powerful way that you can influence others. So thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!